help settle a debate. If you give someone a lottery ticket and they win, should they give you a cut of their winnings? It was the strangest conversation. My nieces and nephews are the only ones that I'll buy lottery tickets for, because I already know I'm going to get a lot of things saying you shouldn't give lottery tickets to children, but I do. It's my nieces, my nephew. It's a family thing. We give scratch-off tickets. So I was telling Raven that I gave my 12-year-old niece, it was her birthday, and I gave her a scratch-off, like, with her gift. And she won for $50. And I was like, oh, so nice. You won $50. And then Raven immediately says to me, how much back did she give you?
That's right. What's your cut? What's your cut of this?
You don't get a cut when you give scratch-off tickets.
Let me tell you what's going on here, all right? You're the facilitator, okay? Now, if you gave this scratch ticket to another adult, that adult can facilitate picking up their own money, going into the store, getting it, all right? But you got the goods. You're the gatekeeper. You gave them the ticket. Not only is there the implied, like, hey, look at me, I hooked you up with something cool today, and you won, but there's also the, hey, you're not 18. And I can get the access to the money and walk right up there in the store and get it right now. Do you want $50 that you got to hold up and maybe make a deal with some other strange adult that walks by here to try and get your money?
Like your mom?
Well, I mean, that's possible.
Right.
But it's possible. It's not guaranteed. Uh-huh. Or do you want $25 in your hand right at this moment? It's a bird in the hand rather than in the bush.
So you're
right?
Saying
you make
that,
the deal for the money right then.
Well, you could text 1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? Do you think that you should get a cut when you give somebody a winning lottery ticket? So I disagree on many different levels. One, it's a child, so you never take money from a child, period.
I mean, they're short. You could push them over easily, but so why would you not?
Are you saying that if an adult one, then they did not owe you a cut only because it's a child they owe you a cut?
Here's the deal I always make. When I walk into the gas station or whatever, all right, and I'm picking up tickets for Powerball or anything like that, I say, give me a winner, man, and I'll buy you a Harley. I offer everybody a Harley Davidson or some sort of sports car or something like that.
It's weird.
If I get the Powerball, I mean, I just figure I'll go and I'll make like a blanket deal for all the Harleys that they have in a shop,
okay,
right? I'll be like, here's a gazillion, bazillion dollars. Make sure you send one to all of my friends. After that, though, know that you never come back to me for any money later on. I don't want to hear about your business deal, the mortgage that you need, your child going to college, nothing like that. Hey, did you get a Harley? It was fun, wasn't it? Hope you enjoyed it. Perfect. That's the cut that you get.
For the record, I don't want a Harley.
Well, so, it would be irresponsible to give one to a 12-year-old.
Okay. But, Raven, so if you won the lottery, and not for little money, I'm saying you won like $5 million.
Right? Sure.
Huge, right. Like life-changing money.
Right.
How much would you give to me as your partner?
You're going to get a Harley.
No, I don't want a Harley.
You can have it in whatever color you want. It's going to be great. You'll get one. I mean, $5 million after taxes is not really enough for both of us to retire. So
he's going to leave me here to rot by myself. Checking our text line. If it's over $500, then you should give 20% of some sort of 20% or some sort of gift card or gift.
I mean, if you 20%. Give me a gift card and you won like a gazillion, bazillion dollars, that is it. That is, I mean, I may have to burn your house down.
I give you a $100 right. Amazon gift card that I took from the prize closet.
Right, you're gone. Right, you have it shipped from your yacht. Right.
I like that $500 is their barometer for you have to give something back.
Anything less than that, it's fully yours.
Yeah. Another text says if it's a child thing, they don't owe you anything. I agree 100%. It's a birthday gift. Why would they give money back? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man, if it's a big gift, then I got to claim it as income. They're definitely paying my taxes.
Oh,
time to learn about the world, kid.
Last text. It's a gift, not a business deal. The winner doesn't owe anybody anything except for the taxes on the winnings to the government. Well, the government always wins. That's for sure. I gave my niece a scratch-off ticket with her gift for her 12th birthday. I can only do it in my family. Please don't judge me. We give scratch-off tickets to each other. She won $50. So I was telling Raven, and he's like, well, how much of a cut does she give back? And I was like, what? What do you mean? And he was like, yeah, she owes you a finder's fee. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
That's what I'm talking about, all right? You are facilitating her victory. You bought her the ticket. You provided her with this ticket. Illegal activity, by the way, but you did it, okay? You took that risk. And that means if you get the risk, then you both got to share in the reward.
So Raven believes that if you give somebody a winning lottery ticket, that you deserve some kind of cut from it. I don't think so at all. My mom, she plays our birthdays all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when she hits on our birthdays, it's not like whoever's birthday she hits, she gives a cut to.
Oh, well, that's
like,
terrible.
Anna, your birthday came out last night. And I'll be like, yeah. She'll be like, yeah. And then she'll tell me how much she wins. Never is it followed by, Now here's this for you.
Don't act like it's not hurtful.
What?
Don't act like when you hear that, it's not somewhat hurtful. You missed an opportunity to teach this child, your niece, about the real world here. All right. You had to divvy it out. You would have, what you should have done is collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then sit her down and make sure you've got the ability to make change with these bills.
Yeah.
Count out some for her. Count out five for you or so, mm-hmm. right? And then count out a little bit for taxes.
It's ridiculous.
Teach her about, you know, regular modern finances.
On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, do you think somebody should get a cut if you give them a winning ticket? My cheap friend would sign the back of a scratch-off ticket when he gave them as gifts so that he could be the only one to cash it in the event you win big.
No, that is dirty.
That is cheap.
But
can you imagine?
It's pretty savvy.
Oh.
It's dirty. But it's savvy.
Another text. Absolutely not. It's a gift. Do you ask for a sleeve off a shirt you gave? Great point.
I mean, I don't know. If all of a sudden I give you a shirt and then I find out that shirt is woven with gold inside and I didn't know that before. Like if I picked it up at a garage sale and found out it was a golden woven shirt. Yeah, I want a sleeve back.
If I won $5 million from a ticket, this text says, I would give you $5,000. No question. $5,000 on 5 million. 1%.
We are going to fight in our front yard.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Yeah, I did this. This happened to me like a couple of years ago. I gave my brother one, and he won. He won big, too.
How much did he win?
He won $10,000.
$10,000 on a scratch-off. That's nice. That's a big boost.
What did he give you?
He gave me nothing. He didn't even, like, he offered that he wanted to take me out for a steak.
Oh. See that? I'm not talking to my brother like maybe ever again.
You figure once you take the taxes out, it's like half, right? So like $5,000. He's going to take you
two-thirds.
Out for a $300 steak dinner. I mean, how much more do you want?
I don't know. I want like $1,000. If he's
really?
Getting like $6,000, I want like $1,000. Yeah.
I think that's too much.
Yeah. How's that relationship with your brother right now? Frosty, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, if you're giving me nothing but a ribeye and not as much after taxes, yeah, no, it's not going great.
Yeah, no, I'll resent you for the rest of my life. Right. I mean, I'll show up and smile at Christmas for mom's sake, but I'm still mad.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think that if you give somebody a winning lottery ticket, they deserve a cut? You deserve a cut?
Absolutely. Find your seat.
That's what I'm talking about. I facilitated it. It's even more so when they're a kid. They can't collect that money without me. They need my adult ID, all right? Come on. Like, if I went into a liquor store and bought you a sixer because you were 20 years old, and I'm giving it to you, which, by the way, all of this is illegal.
Illegal.
But I'm keeping one. That's a processing fee, shipping and handling.
What percentage do you think you should claim as the finder's fee?
If they win $5 million, like, at least give me $500,000.
Mm.
That's like a drop in the bucket.
Right, 10%. Right, standard management fee is 15%, all right, in any industry. 15% is a good cut. That's what I'm saying.